supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
Yeah, Caroline Bruder joins us in studio once a week, highlighting another great local cause or nonprofit. And this is a veteran of the show, one that we supported last year and are excited that it's happening again in town.
That's right. Thanks, Tyler. We have Faye Chapman in the studio today. She's going to be talking about how November here in Laguna Beach is Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Month. Welcome, Faye. Great to see you again.
Good morning, Caroline. Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's got really cold out here in Laguna in the 40s and made me think, you know, with El Nino coming, we really need to highlight and showcase what we can do for the homeless here in Laguna and all the people that are, you know, struggling to make ends meet and don't have a roof over their heads. So why don't you dive in and tell us all about this month? And there's a whole series of events that are going on, and we'll kind of highlight a few of them.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, about 8 years ago, the Housing and Human Services Committee, we started Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Month.
Yeah. Say so that 20 times.
Exactly. I have a hard time saying it once. But anyway, we started that about 8 years ago, and it's grown each year. So this year we're doing a rain gear drive. So we're going to ask folks to bring umbrellas, gloves, ponchos, scarves, and they can drop those off at Laguna Exchange. And that's going to be at 995 South Coast Highway.
And that's gently used and new, right?
Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have our food drive, which we teamed up with Waste Management. And Waste Management collects food from residents. So on your regular trash day, you can set out a bag of food and just mark food on the bag. And your driver will pick that up, and they take that out to the Laguna Food Pantry.
Are there bins around town as well that you can put canned food in and things like that?
Absolutely. There's a church, Boys and Girls Club, the real estate offices, almost anywhere in town you can drop off your canned food. And they need cereals, pasta, spaghetti sauce, and things like that.
Right.
Easy to use.
We did sorting with the Cub Scouts, and that's exactly what people need to know, mm-hmm. is boxed things, spaghetti, like things you can make a meal with that you just described, are the best bet to put into, not just cans. So, you know,
exactly.
Things that are in boxes and sauces and things like that.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you go in your cupboards and you look in the back and say, oh, what haven't I eaten lately? Like those capers, you know, people really don't need the capers.
That's right.
They need spaghetti and tuna and pasta.
Right. Things to make a meal with.
Yes.
The other thing is when we did the sorting is that we looked at expiration dates. And don't go in the back of your cupboard and give something that is like 10 years old, because we actually did find lots of donations that were very old and expired, and we had to toss them. So be mindful when you are donating to the canned food drive or the food drive.
Exactly. And then also the Girl Scouts, we've teamed up with them this year, and they're doing a sock drive and filled with toiletries, or sock and toiletry drive. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty cool. I'm really happy that the Girl Scouts are on board with us this year. You can drop those items off at the Girl Scouts and also at the Boys and Girls Club. And then there's different boxes around town. Also with the food drive boxes, you'll find the sock and toilet to drive boxes.
Okay. And the Girl Scout location is where? I think it's in North Laguna. They have their little house, but I'm not sure. So why don't you look it up online if you want to drop off at Girl Scouts?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I don't remember the address either. You know, I just kind of know how to find a way around and get there. And then another really cool thing that we've started, what we've been doing for a long time, it's the World Hunger Bowl. And this year we've done something really amazing. It's just an online auction, because this way people from around the world can bid on the bowls that we have from around the world. We have a bowl from Turkey. We have one from Peru, Saudi Arabia. So we have bowls from really cool places all around the world. And one of the really cool things that happened this year is a friend of mine who lives in Australia went to his local community center, which helps the Aborigine women in their community. And they held a contest of about 50 women who are struggling and getting their lives together. And they go to the community center, and they did ceramic bowls. And they had a contest. So from those, from the contest, they shipped the three winning bowls here for me to use as an auction item to help our Laguna homeless.
That's fantastic.
Every time I tell that story and I just think about it, I get chills.
Right.
It's just such a great story that somebody in Australia cares about our homeless here in Laguna.
Well, and they're helping to generate hope and, you know, for their people that are struggling too. So it's a real global event, even though we're, you know, here in Little Laguna Beach.
Yeah. My friend Jeff Warren lives there, and he got together with his local community and got together and did this work. So it's really cool. It's really amazing.
That's wonderful.
And then another really fun thing that happened this year is Maggie Spencer, who's a local artist. She has an open studio. I think they have that about once a month. And she had about 20 participants who come to her studio that weekend, for a weekend, and they created little patches. And so she took their little fused glass patches and turned those into four amazing bowls. They're so cute and so adorable. I just love them. So they're online, too.
There's always so many beautiful pieces of art that are, you know, bowls. I have a few of them. I love them. And because it's online, people that are outside of Laguna Beach, you can, you know, this is a great way for you to help to contribute to helping the local homeless and homeless and people here in Laguna Beach. There's also a Thanksgiving potluck on November 26th at the Laguna Beach Neighborhood Congregational Church. And, excuse me, also a panel discussion on November 14th at the City Council Chambers if you want to learn more about what how you can get involved and what you can do. Wrapping up, Faye, is there anything else you want to add?
Yes. Go to worldhungerbowl.org to bid on your bowl and to find out everything that's going on for the month of November. You can go to lagunahungryandhomeless.org or worldhungerbowl.org.
Yes. Wonderful. And for those of you who are outside of Laguna Beach or in Laguna Beach and become a member of KX93.5 this week, a portion of your membership will go directly to the Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Month and or the Hunger Bowl, which is Faye's baby, and she's done an amazing job with that event, and thanks for that. So thank you, Faye, for telling us all about November in Laguna, and if you have any other charity, nonprofit, social cause that I should be interviewing, let me know. Send me a note on Facebook on Caroline's Cause Corner, and I'd be happy to check it out. Until next time, this is Caroline Bruder for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock. KX935, Laguna's only FM.